I'm Steve Miller reporting. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Thursday the arrest of two Reuters News Agency journalists in Myanmar was clearly a concern.
Probably the reason why these journalists were arrested is because they were reporting on what they have seen in relation to this massive human tragedy.
Guterres made his comments at a news conference in Tokyo, adding that it was important for the international community to act regarding the Rohingya crisis. Guterres also warned against the danger of sleepwalking into war. The Secretary General said that Security Council resolutions on North Korea's nuclear and missile programs must fully be implemented by Pyongyang and other countries,
in order to make sure that the sanctions are put in place and that they achieve the result that we all aim, which is the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson earlier this week offered to begin direct talks with North Korea without preconditions. An Islamic extremist suicide bomber disguised as a police officer killed at least 17 and injured 20 at a police academy in Somalia's capital on Thursday. Captain Mohammed Hussein said the bomber infiltrated the General Kahiye Police Academy and targeted officers gathering for a special morning exercise with explosives strapped around his waist and torso. The bomber walked into the police academy undetected. The Somalia-based Al-Shabaab extremist group quickly claimed responsibility for that attack. For additional stories, pictures, videos, and more, follow The Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News. Grace Lee reports South Korea's new president, Moon Jae-in, is visiting Beijing, and he isn't traveling alone.